Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
No, just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who cares about QBR? Who cares about total tackles? Who cares about yards after catch? Who cares about catches? Who cares about yards thrown? Who cares about yards rushed? Who cares how many touchdowns you threw, ran, or interceptions you've got, or whatever. From youth league, rec ball, football, to high school, to college, to anything type of, anything that requires you keeping score. The most important statistic is, did you win or did you lose?
Let me summarize what Cam Newton said there. Stats are for losers. Losers. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton this week. Let's talk about Cam Newton. Let's talk about it. We've talked about it this week, Phil. He's coming off a big win in terms of the moral victory game. And he said there, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters if you won the game or not, but he can say that, and that's the right thing for him to say. But I think we all think Cam proved quite a bit for the Patriots this week by playing a game and throwing for nearly 400 yards without much to throw to outside of Edelman. He did a nice job. He's going to elevate this team in a big way this year.
Isn't it amazing that we can sit here and in the first block of the 12 o'clock hour, we can say the Patriots have the potential to blow out a 2-0 team in week three. Isn't it amazing that we're sitting here week three saying that?
Yes.
I mean, how drastically have the expectations, the realistic expectations changed for this team in the matter of basically a month? It's incredible.
Those are the expectations, so, Phil. I was thinking about this earlier and I'm wondering, is everybody, at least from the New England side, kind of underestimating what the Raiders are?
No. I don't think so. We just laid it out for you, Hardy. They're banged up. It's a bad spot. The travel's bad. The team is not very good statistically. When you look at it, yes, they're 2-0. Worst defense in the league, arguably. And a quarterback who does not want to push it down the field. And if you take away his binky, it might be hard for them to move the ball because their offensive line is all sorts of banged up and they can't really run it right now. So they're 2-0. Good for them. They beat a beaten down Saints team. Do you guys watch that?
I was going to ask you, what does this mean about the Saints? Like Drew Brees? Because I texted these guys at the end of that
first
quarter.
But you just said they beat
Spots probably going to be 10. They're going to crush the Raiders.
They beat a beaten down Saints team. You know, that Saints team did not look like the same team that played Tom Brady's Buccaneers in week one.
They had no energy.
They had nothing. And their quarterback, his right shoulder looks like it is made of hamburger meat right now. I mean, he can't throw it. You know, we're talking about short targets down the field with Carr and Waller. Drew Brees is the epitome of that right now.
All right.
So they've become a pretty easy team to defend. Again, I just think there's too much working against the Raiders here, but it comes back to Cam. The reason this game has blowout potential is because of Cam Newton and because of what he's shown through 2 weeks. Unbelievable runner week one, unbelievable through the air week two. I've said for a long time now, if they could just get 2018 Cam, if they could just get 2018 Cam, that guy was in the MVP conversation for the first half of that year. They'll be fine offensively. What we saw Sunday night was above and beyond 2018 Cam. He hasn't had a game like that maybe since his rookie year. Last time he threw for 400 yards, and I know he didn't quite get there in Seattle, but first 2 weeks of his rookie season, I believe, were the last times he threw for 400 yards. So he's in some ways a different guy, and I don't think anybody was expecting it to look this good this soon, and I think it shines an even brighter spotlight, guys, on just how dumb the NFL is to have let him sit around for 3 months with no job. And this week is a particularly good time to point this out, because what did the Raiders do the first day of free agency? They went out and signed a beaten up, banged up, not very good veteran quarterback for $7.5 million guaranteed.
He got $7.5 million. Good God.
Mariota.
Oh, I forgot
to be
that.
The backup.
Didn't they want to sort of make that a competition? Yeah. Wasn't that their plan there?
Well, it was the comments coming out at the draft, right? From Mayock, and you know, was it were they in on Brady originally? Remember right. that? And then
I asked them about that.
They wouldn't make a comment.
At the combine.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't really commit.
Let me summarize what Andrew Brandt tweeted earlier this week, Phil. I'm sure you saw this tweet floating around. You say the league is stupid. They let Cam sit out there for 3 months. Andrew Brandt makes the claim that the Patriots, he didn't use this word, I'm paraphrasing, that the Patriots are stupid too, because they let him sit for 3 months before they signed him up. What would you say to that?
I mean, I would say they're less stupid than the rest of the NFL for eventually pouncing. I would also say, if you look at it closely, the financial situation that the team was in for most of the offseason was such that it would have made it really hard. Like, so let's play it out. Go through the timeline. Mariota, again, first day of free agency, signs for $7.5 million. If you're Cam Newton and you're sitting there waiting for a call, you're not ready to pounce at a veteran minimum deal at that point.
Right.
You saw Marcus Mariota just get 7.5. He's probably thinking to himself, well, I'm worth at least 10
11
one
yeah.
year, right?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work? So I think his price came down. The Patriots eventually were able to jump on it at that point, but they should have. And it sounds like, based on everything we've heard since he signed, that the Patriots' pursuit of Cam Newton lasted a while. So it wasn't like they were like most of these teams, 30 teams across the NFL, I guess maybe 29, because we're going to exclude the Panthers, who are obviously not in. But 29 teams across the NFL didn't even call the guy. It was the Patriots and the Browns. And the Browns actually had an excuse not to call him, because they have a number one overall pick sitting there, a quarterback that they need to play. The Jaguars, the Bears, the Colts, the Raiders, the Chargers, go all up and down. There's probably a dozen teams that should have at least called to see what this guy was willing to take, if he was willing to be a backup. Joe Flacco, guys, the Jets signed Joe Flacco coming off a neck surgery before Cam Newton was signed. Matt Schaub is making more money than Cam Newton. Matt Barkley's making more money than Cam Newton. Colt McCoy's making more money than Cam Newton. He was sitting there, and teams didn't even call. It's unbelievable.
I remember us talking about it. Were there not reports that he was willing to wait to be a starter somewhere?
Yes. Yeah.
There were reports that he was willing to wait, but there were also
reports that he was willing to take a backup job. So, like, I think it sounds like the one report that has not been refuted is that there were two teams that called. At least pick up the phone.
Yeah.
See what's going on with the guy.
I think it's a weird year. I think there are like a number of factors that contributed to it. It's a weird year. There weren't guys moving and going for workouts in the, you know, spring months, right?
Okay, but Beetle, hold on. But Marcus Mariota, like, couldn't feel his hand the last time we saw him on a football field, and Joe Flacco was coming off a neck surgery, and those guys got signed before.
Well, I would also say that's stupid, too. Like, that's a sign of a stupid league. What are you doing signing Marcus Mariota for $7.5 million guaranteed?
But, like, they couldn't do workout, you know, they couldn't work out either. And they got, you know, Mariota went the first day of free agency. That's why I think this week's a good week to highlight this. If the Raiders weren't so afraid of hurting Derek Carr's feelings, they would have signed Cam Newton to whatever the Mariota deal was, or more, let him compete. And then this week, week three, at Gillette Stadium, you could have been looking at, if Cam won that job, which he probably would have, you could have been looking at Cam Newton v. Brian Hoyer, week three.
And if you don't believe, if you're in the camp of, you don't believe the Patriots had checked in with Cam early, or you think that they only arrived at the conclusion that they wanted Cam late, which I don't believe. I think they wanted him early, and I think that they just didn't want to pay him, because they never want to pay anybody. And they got to a point where they made the case that we don't have cap space and we're going to wait on you. And, you know,
and his number came down.
And when your number comes down, we'll still be here. And I think they sort of knew. They knew how obvious this was, that nobody was even calling Cam Newton. I think they may have had a good track on the market here.
I've been saying that all along. But it also sort of speaks to the Patriots quarterback situation behind Cam Newton, if you believe that. Like, if you believe that they didn't pick up the phone, then you're believing that they called someone that the rest of the league didn't even want, and he was way better than anything else on the roster, which he is. It's so obvious. But it's sort of an indictment of the team and the roster. But they signed him. They got him on their roster. Yep. They brought him in. They made him their starter. So I think the Patriots are, it's hard to blame them. I think they're in the right. It's hard to call them stupid like the rest of the league when Cam's their guy from basically the time he got here.
I'll ask Phil a hypothetical. So say Cam gets dinged and say he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Who's the quarterback until he comes back?
So we've talked about this at our place, and Curran and I go back and forth. I think I would go with Jarrett Stidham.
I think I would.
The guy hasn't even been in uniform, but I think that's
you know
I
what you have in Hoyer is the point, right? Yeah.
We know absolutely going with Brian Hoyer. You guys are both wrong on this.
Okay, no, what they would do and what I would do are not the same thing. I would go with Jarrett Stidham because, I know what Brian Hoyer is. And because I think, listen, he's done enough to be the number two guy. I think that is faint praise, damning with faint praise. Like, he was not excellent in training camp. We talked about it on this show.
Brian Hoyer?
I think he's in.
Or Stidham?
Yeah, Hoyer. I mean, okay. Stidham, we know Stidham didn't even show up, you know, for half a training camp. But to say Brian Hoyer performed so well that there was no question but for him to be the number two is,
I think it's almost like you got it by default.
I am the anti-Brian Hoyer guy around here, and I will tell you right now that if Cam Newton goes down with an injury and needs to miss a couple of weeks, you go to Hoyer.
Why?
And the reason why is he's got a far better grasp of the offense than Stidham does. I believe
Which
that.
Offense?
Of whatever it is the Patriots want to put him in. What offense is Jarrett Stidham running? The same offense that Cam Newton is running now?
Jarrett Stidham has a much better opportunity to run something that replicates this offense more than Brian Hoyer does. Jarrett Stidham was a dual threat quarterback.
He's far more athletic than Brian Hoyer is. But
So that's a thing.
Okay,
you would run him in the middle of the line the way you would run Cam Newton.
I have no faith in Jarrett Stidham. And I don't know why anybody else does other than the fact that Bill Belichick drafted the guy.
So you have faith in Brian Hoyer?
I think Brian Hoyer stinks, but I at least know that he's going to go in there and he's going to make mistakes and he's going to mistakes in terms of execution. But at least I know he won't have a brain fart out on the field. Like, he'll know the play. And just the simple get the play, get in the huddle, call the operation of the offense will not at all turn into a mess. Okay?
So
and that to me is valuable.
I agree. It is valuable. And I agree with
you.
And it's
a bridge.
It's just a question of what do you value more? And I would value the, I guess you would call it upside. I would value the potential that Jarrett Stidham is still a physically talented quarterback who can get the football to places Brian Hoyer probably can't.
I value the brains.
Do things with his legs that Brian Hoyer can't. And that's fine. I think there's a sliding scale there where at one point one becomes more valuable than the other. I think the two are pretty close. And I would go with, if you're in a situation where you lost your starting quarterback and you're basically screwed anyway, I would rather go with the upside than with the safe guy.
I say that for 4 to 6 week window. But I think if he gets knocked out for a game, then I think it's Brian Hoyer. But if it's a longer period of time, I think they're going to maybe find out what
they got. Well, I'll tell you what. It is different. You guys are right in terms of the length of time. Because if the length of time is 8 weeks, well, then the season has just gone down the crapper. And you might as well see what you have instead of him. Right. Because 8 weeks without Cam Newton, I think the team is hosed. I don't think they're going to the playoffs. I don't think there's any shot. So then I would give the kid a crack just to know what you have going into next year.
Still a huge question about what you're going to be doing at quarterback next year. Never mind the next two or three, right? I mean,
yes.
I don't know where you guys stand on the Cam Newton extension.
Well, let's talk about that coming up next. I want to hear your take on it. You bring up something that Hardy was saying the other day where, hey, you don't have a quarterback next year. Why would you not want to sign Cam? We'll talk to Phil Perry about that and get your calls right after Adley.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
The Sports Hub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
solving problems here. Not a problem, but like, you don't know how to nail things, man.
Sometimes we just have a meeting of the minds.
Sometimes it just clicks.
We just figure things out. All right, contract extension for Cam Newton. Would you do that, Phil?
No, sir. Not right now. It's a little too early. And I think the thing that you can do to maybe satisfy Cam Newton's needs, to maybe balance things out in terms of the contractual hierarchy in your locker room, which we know the Patriots care about, the thing you could do is just guarantee him his incentives. Give him the 7.5 for this year. Pay him like Marcus Mariota for this year, and then see where things go after that. I mean, you have some leverage if you're the Patriots. You do have the ability to put the franchise tag on him for next year if you want to extend this relationship. But again, I don't know how you guys feel about this. For a guy who's on the wrong side of 30 with the injury history that he's had, to guarantee multiple years and tens of millions of dollars, as good as he's been the first 2 weeks and as well as he's fit in through the last 3 months, guys voted in as a captain.
Yeah.
Coaches love him. Players love him. I think it probably would not be the most prudent decision to make a big time commitment to him already.
I think week 2 is ridiculous. We only had 2 games. You got a locker room that you need to remember. You need to take care of that. Certain signals get sent when you do some things the right way or wrong way according to players. I think we got time here.
See, that's easy for you.
We got 4 or 5 weeks to readdress this.
That's easy for you and Phil to say, because you both, I have a feeling, if I were to ask you, who's a quarterback next year? Who do you want? Who's it going to be? You're both going to say Stidham.
Or someone else. Yeah.
Who would you say?
No.
Who would you say?
No, I don't. That wouldn't be my answer right now.
Depends on
who's the quarterback next year.
Hardy did this to me the other day, and by the end of the day, I was like, you know what? Hardy makes some good points.
Oh, he makes really
ideal,
good points.
The ideal scenario for me would be Cam Newton gets through the year healthy, you tag him next year, and then that's the end of your relationship. I would want him for, I think, one more year. I would probably want to draft a quarterback this coming spring. I would have whoever that new guy is with Stidham for a full offseason. Let them both develop under Cam Newton in 2021, and then have the best guy be the quarterback in 2022.
What's the tag number? What's the tag number next year?
35. Well, this year it's 27. It's 27 this year, and the cap goes down next year. But the franchise tag number, I don't think, will be impacted because
no, the average of the top 5,
of the top salaries. So
I think it's 35.
That's probably going to go up. You've seen quarterbacks get paid. That thing's going to go up. So it's going to be closer to 30 million next year.
All right. So let's say it's 30.
But you could get through 2 years. Beetle, if you guarantee him the 7.5 for this
year. 2 years at 37 million. Let's say 2 years at 37 million.
Why don't you sign him for 3 years right now at, would he take 50?
No.
He might. He might, but I don't know. If I'm him, I would probably like the opportunity based on to get to the market.
The Mariota stuff you talked about, you know?
So a 2 year
extension.
Teddy Bridgewater. Let's do this. A 2 year extension for Cam at $50 million over the next 2 years.
Ooh, that's a Brady number.
Okay, that's the Brady number. That's the Brady contract. Bill would be able to shove that in Tom Brady's face.
Oh, my God.
Number one, that could be motivation to do it. 2 year extension, $50 million, and you turn this year's salary into $7.5 million guaranteed. He gets all his money, and he'll make 3 years and $57 million. You guarantee all this cash. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. If I'm Cam, I honestly might be reluctant to do that. I mean, he's 10 years younger. He's more than 10 years younger than Tom Brady. You're going to give me the Tom Brady contract? If he continues on this pace, guys, I mean, I don't know what we could do the math, but the numbers are going to be through the roof when he's going to look like one of the best quarterbacks in football, making $20 million a year, $25 million a year. That's still a bargain. I'm not sure that would satisfy
his needs. So sign him now when you don't have to pay him as much. Coming out, they should have started the conversations on Monday after a loss. You know what? It was good, but it's not that good. Well, we really like you. We like you being here.
Okay, so it would mean if they just guaranteed all the money, Phil, if they guaranteed the $50 million, that would be a total of $57 million they give him guaranteed. Ryan Tannehill in his deal got $62 million guaranteed. Do we think he's going to be able to match Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
He should. Yes.
Should blow that.
Ryan Tannehill is no spring chicken either. Here's the thing, Hardy. Here's why you don't do it. Hardy, he's one hit away. I mean, it's crazy
they
to say.
All
you
are.
Say about any. You could say it about anyone.
No, right. His shoulders.
That's
but
everybody.
Not 31 years old with an injury history that is very significant.
A loose shoulder is
with
one hit away.
So doesn't like his shoulder situation.
The shoulder situation is one that has been described as something that's not necessarily going to rectify itself.
Did you see some of the problems last week when he got in trouble with the 2 feet parallel to the line of scrimmage and he's kind of off the back foot and he floated the one out?
There was one odd throw to the left sideline.
Well, he had the one pick and he almost had another one picked like that.
Well, no, I'm even talking about one that just went incomplete. It
right.
looked rushed. He was moving the left a little bit and then came back quick to the left
side. I got more mad at the play call because they had him open up to the left and he's right-handed. And then he had to hurry up and get his shoulder square and he rushed the damn throw. That's a play call.
I think the physical nature of his play and the injury history and the age makes him a little bit more of a gamble than a lot of quarterbacks that don't have all of those things working against them.
All right, let's go to some of your...
I would wait, and I think it's worth, you know, if you could give him 7.5 and then tag him next year, that's unbelievable value for 2 years.
Let's go to Kyle, who's in Malden. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey. What's up, Kyle? I just think Cam's a little overrated. I think he should be throwing the ball more. I don't think he should be running. I think the Celtics should go off tonight. I don't know what they're doing. They got to stop turning the ball over. I don't know what's their problem, but they got to fix it up tonight.
Yeah, fix that.
It's a big fucking game tonight. Let's go, right?
All right. Make sure you get the stream on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app so you can hear things like that.
Who's going to win?
The Celtics.
Because the Celtics are the balls.
The stream is a great way to listen.
It really is.
As a longtime listener myself, it's a phenomenal way.
It's a good call, though. You know,
yeah,
Cam, good call. He covered a lot of ground.
A lot of stuff there.
Underwater throwing.
He only threw for 400 last week. Yeah, throw. He's overrated. Throw a quarterback. Throw the ball. Celtics are the ball.
No, Celtics got problems. They need to figure it out.
They got to win.
Who's going to win it? The Celtics. Because there's no other reason why. The Celtics are the balls.
All right. They got. You know what? I agree with the caller, though. It feels like a must win tonight for the Celtics. That's
how I would describe it. Yep.
Yep.
Definitely is. Mark and Haverhill on Patriots thoughts. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah, Celtics are the balls.
Turn the radio down there, Mark. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, listen. I'm sorry. Hey, listen.
I've been listening.
When was the last time a New England fan could actually applaud a loss?
Yeah, we talked about that on Monday.
That was Monday's topic. so if you've been listening, you would have called us 4 days ago.
He may still be applauding. I mean, you can't blame the guy. He's
the last time
there.
You could applaud a loss. My guess is somewhere around like 1994, somewhere in that range, in that vicinity.
What about Rams 01?
14.
Yeah, I mean, there are some games. There's the Packers game.
Green Bay at 14.
But I don't think we were in the mindset of applauding a loss.
Coach was applauding.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams in 01 at home was certainly an important game, and they will tell you that they really proved something to themselves that night. But were we applauding that? Were fans applauding that game after it happened? You could say, hey, they played well. They lost, but they played well. But, I mean, this one felt different. This felt like it was a loss while simultaneously changing all of our expectations of the team. That's rare.
Yeah, I think everybody thought he was going to walk in, and they stuffed him. And the fact they stuffed him made one hell of a play. You're like, ah, damn, they made a play. That was a hell of a game.
Yep.
Good game, guys. Should have won. You should have won that game.
It's a great game, and you had a quarterback who accounted for 95% of his team's yards. I think it just comes back to Cam. Nobody knew what to expect, and he showed you he is, at least for 1 week, he was back to the full Cam Newton experience. And so that's why people are excited.
It's going to be interesting, though, keeping an eye on Andrews. I think continuity up front is critical for this team, especially with the running game and a new quarterback to keep those five guys playing in unison. They can figure out a way for him to play one hand. It'd be a miracle.
617-779-0985. James in New Hampshire. Hi, James.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, what's up, James? So I heard Perry talking earlier. I don't know if this means anything, but the fact that Stidham isn't dressing, could that have anything to do with the fact that he didn't show up to camp?
Nope.
I didn't really see much. But maybe Bill is, you know, kind of not happy about that, like he was with Mitchell or something, or Butler, sorry.
No, there's some. I mean, there's got to be something there that led to this being the case where he doesn't even dress for games. They think
he travels,
Hoyer's a better option.
He travels there just for now and a quick short-time fix. I think Hoyer's the answer.
Mike Reese indicated in his notes a few weeks back that the testing that took place on the hip injury that was going on with Stidham, it may have set him back here in the eyes of the coaching staff. That this was some sort of major injury and the tests were negative, and I don't know if that went over well.
You got to answer the bell at that position. It's such a big part of it. And it's actually funny. I went back and watched the Gruden QB camp special from 2011 with Cam Newton and asked him about it this week. But one of the things that he kept coming back to with Cam, because he's watching him jump headfirst over the line, he's watching him try to run over
take care of himself.
You got to be available, dude. Yeah. That's what the great ones do. They're always, always available. And so you have to be smart about it. And then it's funny coming back to him, you know, 10 years later.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how he's been in the league this long. The guy hasn't changed how he's played. But I think that's worth highlighting when we talk about Stidham.
So, do you remember a loss?
You're not even contact a camp, and you can't get out to practice. It's not good.
Sorry, Phil. So, do you remember a loss to the Bills week two in 94? 38-35. Close game. You dropped 0-2.
Yeah.
But you competed with Buffalo in the middle of the Buffalo Bills being the Buffalo Bills with Jim Kelly.
Yep.
That was probably one to applaud.
Yeah.
Right there. 1994.
I think we had
all
them.
Of a sudden the Patriots are competing with the Bills. I mean, 3-point loss at home.
I think we had them. Somebody had trouble running on the field forgot their helmet defensively. And it was towards the end of the game. We were beating them. And I think Kelly saw it and audibled a screen pass to Thurman Thomas that he took in for like 65 yards and they won. Yeah.
All somebody right forgot their helmet? It was a different era.
Well, it was running onto the field, couldn't find a helmet, had to run off. And he was late getting on the field. Kelly recognized it and checked off.
And Steve Christie had a 32-yard field goal that was the game winner late in the fourth quarter, it appears. That's what it shows here.
Buffalo Bills, they make you want to shout.
All right. We have more.
I'm thinking there'd be a Steve Christie reference on the program.
Yes, yeah. Steve Christie, 32-yard field goal. Bang, good. They beat the Patriots on the road. But the Patriots were coming alive. They were the balls. We'll get to one more segment with Phil next.
There's no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's that song thing you do again.
You know what? I always play this game with my kids. We'll get in the car and I'll press the seek button. I can name that song in like three beats, three notes. Right? That sound like on Broadway right there. Start that song again. Didn't it? Yeah. Neon lights on Broadway.
No.
Yes, it did.
On Broadway?
Yeah.
Oh, because
on
of the
Broadway.
Cowbell.
Broadway. No,
because of the cowbell.
The very beginning of
the
song.
Yeah, the cowbell. Don't. Oh. Yeah. Phil Perry's a music man. He'd know these things. Well,
I miss you guys. These moments right here are what make me miss you guys most,
yep.
I think.
That just sounds like a song you would have. You would have. I know what Hardy was about to say. That sounds like a song you would have been singing on stage, Phil.
Right. You would have covered back in your cover band days. Sounds like you guys would have done Mellencamp, I Need a Lover. No?
No. Hardy, I'm pretty sure I sent you our entire playlist.
You did.
You did.
You have it there somewhere in your phone.
You're in a play? No, playlist.
Give me that other one Hardy put in there.
Zoe's still playing that game that where you name it, you name the song in like three notes. Sounds like a good game, though.
That,
like,
he's not very good at that game.
Could have been a TV show.
So, Nick.
Just a good concept for a game is what I'm saying. Like, somebody else should catch on to this, try to monetize this thing.
Yeah. So the closest thing Phil would have done, and I mean, from the same era, they used to do Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Billy Joel, Good Die Young. You did do a Mellencamp song. You used to do Jack and Diane, according to the text that you sent me.
That's true. Those are all
Sweet
true.
Home Alabama.
Bangers, all of them.
Bangers all.
Bangers.
What position did you play?
Bangers. What position?
Watchtower. You did. No, I mean,
what musician did you play?
I was a singer, though.
So. Oh,
you have the chops to pull
to the
off
the sound of my voice.
You have the chops to pull off All Along the Watchtower.
No, we didn't have the chops to pull off anything.
We should go out.
Hey. That was the entire premise of the band, was that it was just a big joke.
We should go out one night and do karaoke and have him mess with people.
We had fun.
That'd be fun.
Where's that going on right now, Zoe?
Theoretically, Beatle. Jesus Christ. No kidding.
You're right.
Down right now.
You're not right.
No, but I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
Whenever we can do it again.
My first goal would be get Phil back in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, did you hear Drew
Bledsoe? You guys.
Drew Bledsoe was with us this week.
Yeah.
He came on for a segment.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, Zoe tried
I did
to
not
get
hear that. How's Drew doing?
He's great. He's in town this week, and Zoe tried to get him in the building, and management said no.
Yeah, he wanted to come in. Wanted to come in.
No.
I said no. He goes, what do you mean I can't come in?
The ban is still on, baby.
You're not allowed.
Phil, final thoughts from you on this weekend's matchup.
Well, how are you guys picking this game? I'm curious because I already told you I think it's going to be a blowout. I have it 30-17, which isn't like an insane blowout, but it's a double-digit win. That's
31-17, somewhere near.
30, wow.
31-17.
Damn. I would say like 24-17. So, yeah, okay. I guess I'm not thinking they're going to score
still,
as many points
still a cover,
as you are.
And the line, I think, has come down since the Andrews news has come out, is my understanding.
Yeah.
So,
but they'll fix that. I mean, they'll find a way to fudge that up.
I think there's some money to be made there, guys. Are you guys anti-picking the Patriots game for your football
no.
card?
Yeah, we
no.
sort of are. We sort of do stay away from it, though, Zoe. We've picked them before.
Used to pick them every week.
Yeah, because that's Zoe's, bit.
but I haven't this year.
Like, from a serious gambling perspective, I sort of hate always betting on home teams because I'm, emotionally invested in it already. I don't need the, I don't need to feel worse after a loss because you also lost money, and I don't need to feel better after a win because you also won money. Does that make sense?
I
prefer betting on everybody but the Boston teams.
Little extra cash in your pocket, though. Never hurt.
I know.
Never hurt. I figured that feels like an easy bet for me this week. And so I did hear your football card on the way in, and I was waiting for that to come out, and I didn't hear it.
Well, here's what I know. The Lions, haven't won a game.
I think I like the Lions this week.
You like the Lions.
You guys are all down on the Lions.
I'm down on the Lions.
They're getting 6 points, aren't they?
They haven't won a game since before Halloween.
Against the Cardinals, they look pretty good on the road.
I think the Cardinals are okay. They're not great. Kyler Murray has been good. He's been great on the ground. He has not been great as a passer.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And I think the Lions are going to be able to score.
We're going
to
get a professional's opinion on that from RJ
there you
Bell.
Go.
Coming
get
up next.
Get a pro in here.
But
tell
you know
RJ
what?
I miss him too.
We will. We'll
God
tell him you miss him, and we'll ask
you, Phil.
We'll ask RJ right off the top how he feels about the Patriots line. So
yeah.
You'll get perfect. All that coming up next, Phil.
I'll be listening.
Thanks for the time.
All right, boys. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Phil Perry from NBC Sports.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.